Next Talk Shop, Wednesday, August 8th, 7 p.m.
Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program, singer-songwriters, featuring songs about secrets, secret lives, secret loves, secret treasure.
Secret land, I bite my lip. greatest hit to the wisdom of old. But I'm always alone, and my heart is like ice. And it's crowded and cold in my secret land, 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 in my secret land.
Leonard Cohen, In My Secret Life. It was released in 2001 on a collection of songs called 10 New Songs. And it was the first songwriting and recording that he'd done in several years. He'd been in a Buddhist monastery outside of Los Angeles somewhere. And he came out and recorded this entire album at a home studio. Was produced by Sharon Robertson. And, you know, we lost Leonard Cohen. He died on November the 7th in 2016. He was 82 years old. One of the most prolific artists as a singer, songwriter, as a novelist, as a poet, as a brilliant, inspiring, so eloquent. In My Secret Life. So today's program, I like the concept of secrets, and it's been an interesting exploration. It's led me to songs that I normally wouldn't think of or that wouldn't come to me as I ponder the idea of secrecy. And it's not about deceit, and it's not about lying. It's about something else. It's about something that's deep, like in my secret life. Behind that veil, behind the face that we all present to the world, we have an interior life going on. And it's incredible that Leonard Cohen has the ability to pull that curtain back and to share with you some of his most personal things. In My Secret Life. I love that song. So universal because it's so personal. So it's an interesting idea, this idea of secrecy. I hope you enjoy where this show goes today. Secret lives, secret loves, secret treasure. But before we go on to more music, there's no secret here when I want to express my gratitude to all of our listeners who supported us in our recent pledge drive. What a great showing. Thank you again so much. All righty. Thanks again. So the idea of secrets, you know, Steve Winwood, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, he's a British musician. He was one of the lead composers and founders of the band called Traffic. We'll be hearing a song from Traffic later. But Steve Winwood, his most recent recording was an album called Nine Lives, and it's already 10 years old. It was released back in 2008. It was his ninth solo recording, and it's actually his most recent work. Since that time, he appeared one more time live in Madison Square Garden in 2009. So there's a song called Secrets, fittingly enough, fits right in. Let's hear what Steve Winwood has to say about the secret man. Thank you. tonight, the signature organ sound of Steve Winwood from his Nine Lives album in 2008, Secrets. It's kind of cool because, you know, he formed that band Traffic, and part of their sound was the flute. You know, Chris Wood was an incredible flute player. And at some point in the 60s and 70s, flute was a big part of, like, the San Francisco scene, you know. But it's really wonderful to hear how Steve Winwood has continued that same sound that Traffic had as a solo artist. Secrets. Ask me no secrets, I'll tell you no lies. So, you know, there's all kinds of secrets, secret lives. But there's another type of secret that people keep. It has to do with romance. So, like, Adele is 21 years old. In 2011, releases an album called 21. A lot of the songs have to do with romance and the ins and outs, the soap opera, the comedy of errors that goes on between people, when they're, especially when you're really young and you're trying to figure out, you know, it's like a square dance. Who are you with? Well, that's what Adele is talking about. Rumor has it, the secrets that you keep from your closest friends and your lovers, rumor has it. Follow the story in the song, because it starts out where she's talking about, you know, you've been cheating on me, but by the end of the song, she's revealing the fact that, yeah, well, she was cheating on you too. Anyway, Adele, rumor has it. And so while we're in 2011, there's another woman that released an album in the same year, a significantly more mature version of the same idea, Stevie Nicks. You know her from her work with Fleetwood Mac. She released her seventh solo album, called In Your Dreams, same year as Adele's album came out. And she's got a song called Secret Love, but it's a totally different story. Let's listen to these women talk about the secrets of romance. Adele, rumor has it.
She ain't got your love anymore.
Rumor has it.
People say
words I said it don't mean that I meant it. Just 'cause you heard it. He's the one I'm leaving you for.
Stevie Nicks, Secret Love from In Your Dreams, her gentle reproach to a suitor, you know, it's probably best that you get some rest. My Secret Love Secretly Died, and Adele, Rumor Has It, yeah, well, here's a surprise, something you didn't know. What a fabulous song, Rumor Has It. Points of view about secret loves from two incredible singer-songwriters. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, Secret Lives, Secret Loves, and Secret Treasures. So let's move on to other ideas of secrets and the secret treasure idea. There is a recording, and I was astounded to find that I do have the vinyl, the original release. We're going from Stevie Nicks to Stevie Wonder. 1979, there was a documentary movie called Journey Through the Secret Life of Plants, and Stevie Wonder did the soundtrack for this movie. Not only did he do a significant body of straight instrumental works, but he wrote a lot of original compositions, writing the lyrics and the music. And as you know, Stevie Wonder is blind. And he said, you know, you have to describe to me in great detail what these plants are like so that I can write about them. And he turned out a miraculous album. We're going to hear the title track. I'm so intrigued by this work that I think it's going to be coming up in another show that I'll be doing where I'll feature more of the music from Stevie Wonder's soundtrack for The Secret Life of Plants. But we're going to hear the title track, and I wanted to just read the lyrics because when you hear the lyrics and then you hear him sing the lyrics, somehow it's easier to understand what he's saying, and the meaning of them is clearer without the music. And then when you hear it all put together, it's deep. The Secret Life of Plants. I can't conceive the nucleus of all begins inside a tiny seed. And what we see as insignificant provides the purest air we breathe. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants. A species smaller than the eye can see, or larger than most living things, and yet we take from it without consent, our shelter, food, and habiment. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants. Stevie Wonder.
I can't conceive the nucleus of all begins inside a tiny seed, and what we see as insignificant provides the purest air we breathe. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants. A species small than the eye can see, or larger than most living things, and yet we take from it without consent our shelter, food, abilement. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants. But far too many give them in return a storm come trying to burn, as if they're nothing. But if you ask yourself, where would you be without them, you will find you would not. And some believe antennas are the leaves that span beyond our galaxy.
They've been, they are, and probably will be on the mediocrity. But who am I to doubt or question the inevitable being? For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants. For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants.
Stevie Wonder, The Secret Life of Plants. So what does Paul McCartney have to say about the subject of secrets and hidden truths? He released an album in 2007, Paul McCartney's Memory Almost Full. We're going to hear a track called The House of Wax. And Paul tells us that hidden in the yard, underneath the wall, 1,000 layers down, lies the answer to it all.
House of wax, poets spill out on the street to set alight the incomplete remainders of the future. Hidden in the yard, hidden in the yard.
take a walk down by the river. There's a lot that you, there's a lot that you can learn if you've got a mind that's open.
Traffic, Hidden Treasures. That's Steve Winwood in that band singing lead, Jim Capaldi and Chris Wood. And right before that, Paul McCartney's From Memory Almost Full, The House of Wax. So the secret treasures, there's some secret treasures, secret lives. We've been through a few different ideas of the secrecy that people have. And we're going to, while we're in England, over there with Paul and Steve Winwood, let's stay in England for a little while because two of my favorite singer-songwriters are both British. And unfortunately, they both died horribly young. Sandy Denny was in a band called Fairport Convention, a British band, and they were credited with a lot of the folk rock, the crossovers between folk and rock and roll. Sandy Denny, one of the most emotional and beautiful voices that I know. She was only 31 years old in 1978. She fell down the stairs at her parents' house. And she died after that. We lost her. She left Fairport Convention and began a band called Father and Gay. They only recorded one album, titled Fotheringay, released in 1970. We're going to hear her composition, Nothing More. You know, you've got this pearl that you hold in your hand and you won't show it to anybody, not even me. And there's another young man from England, Nick Drake. He was only 26 years old in 1974 when he died. And he had done a series of solo albums. One of the most personal and intimate poets, and his guitar playing is just unique, one of a kind, so recognizable. We're going to be hearing a track from Nick Drake's Pink Moon. The song is called Things Behind the Sun. Let's start with Fotheringay, Sandy Denny, Nothing More.
Hard times I have known, but I have always Please beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see while the time away. And once you've seen what they've been to, in the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Well, yeah, what I say. Look around, you find the ground is not so far from where you are. Don't be too wise. For down below they never grow, they're always tired, and charms are hired from out of their eyes. Never a surprise. Take your time and you'll be fine. Say a prayer for people that will live on the throne. And if you see what's meant to be, don't name the day or try to say it happened before. Don't be shy, you learn to fly and see the sun and day is done. If only you see. Just what you are beneath a star that came to say one rainy day in autumn for free. Just be what you be. Beware of them that stare, they'll only smile to see you while you're time away. And once you've seen what they've been to, in the earth just won't seem worth a night or a day. Oh yeah, what I say. Open up a broken cup with goodly sin, sunshine in. Yes, that's the day. And open wide the hymns you hide, you find renown where people from things that you say. Say what you say about the farmers and the fun and the things behind the sun and the people around you. Say everything's been said, and the movement in your brain sends you out into the rain.
Schoolgirls, be careful. summer morning. They sparkle up the night, and they're gone again. Daybreak gone again. If I'd only seen through the silky veils of ardor what a killing crime this love can be, I would have locked up my heart in a golden sheath of armor and kept its crazy beating under stricter secrecy, high security. Raging river to reach the one I love, but I have no wings, and the water is so wide, we'll have to row a little harder. It's just in dreams we fly, in my dreams we
Joni Mitchell, The Silky Veils of Ardor, from Don Juan's Reckless Daughter, released in 1977. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, Secret Lives, Secret Loves, Secret Treasure. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed the program. And once again, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a couple of minutes before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's currently 81 degrees. Stay tuned, the Janice Adams Show is coming right up. But first, a couple of events in our area. The Monticello Rotary Club is hosting its 39th annual Monster Run Classic tomorrow, Sunday, August the 5th. The proceeds will benefit the Sullivan County Veterans Coalition. Registration is available before the race, and details are available at MonticelloMNRotary.com. Also tomorrow, the Sullivan County Historical Society will present a talk and musical performance with the soul and blues performer Slam Allen. That's tomorrow, August the 5th at 2 p.m. at the Sullivan County Museum and Cultural Center on Main Street in Hurleyville, New York. More details available at scnyhistory.org. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming right up. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. This is Radio Catskill. The Janice Adams Show support comes from you. and from RM Farm Real Estate on Main Street in Livingston Manor, listing and selling properties of all sizes and prices in Sullivan County and surrounding areas. RMFarmRealEstate.com.